This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here to open up KER Politics. I have a new guest on the program right now, very interesting man, Gerald Celente. Gerald is a best-selling author on the international level, well-regarded public speaker, sought-after public speaker, and I want to thank Ryan McCormick, his publicist, very much for arranging for this particular interview. Gerald, what I would like to chat about right now, if you don't mind, is we don't need to do any background on you. Everybody knows who Gerald Celente is. So what I'd like to talk about with you right now is I'd like to talk about the interaction that's going on. And this could change by the time this program airs on the radio stations, which will be Saturday morning. This could change by then. But we're at an absolutely potentially catastrophic crossroads in the situation between the U.S., China, and North Korea. Comment on that for me, would you?
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing about North Korea just about all my life, and I'm as old as Donald Trump is. And when you look at North Korea, we're talking about a country with a GDP that's smaller than the West Virginia's. They got as many people as Texas. They just put sanctions on North Korea, and that's hurting their foreign trade. It's killing a third of it, which amounts to $1 billion. So the total foreign revenue is $3 billion. $3 billion. What's Bill Gates worth? About $76
billion? Something like
What's
that.
What's Bezos worth? Yeah, about 50-something. Buffett, 70-something billion. This is chump change.
Yes, right.
This is more... I've been here, you know, we got to watch out for those North Koreans. I keep hearing, you know, all the threats that they, what have the North Koreans done? I know, they invaded Afghanistan, right? We had to get that guy, Osama bin Laden. He's living there. No, I know, the North Koreans invaded and occupied Iraq, destroyed the joint, killed over 1 million people. Because, you know, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. That was going to be dangerous for North Korea. Now, I know what North Korea did. They overthrew Muammar Gaddafi and turned Libya into a hellhole. No, they're involved in Syria. No, they're arming the Saudis to bomb the Yemenis. This is the biggest load of BS I've heard in my life.
Hey, Gerald, I got to tell you.
This is a country of nothing.
I want to make one comment.
Wait, just let me finish and then you can become a comment.
Go.
This is a guy. You don't like this guy, this clown who's running the show? Don't like what he does to his people? Hey, how about fixing the subway system in New York? What business is it that is to ours? They have done nothing to us.
Go on. Commenting on your earlier commentary, how do you spell the word satire? Gerald.
Yeah, right. It's a freak show.
Yeah.
And it's more of this let's have an enemy to hate, put people in fear and terror, like you heard this guy Brian Williams. I'm not making it up. On the guy that, you know, was just, I was in Iraq and they were shooting missiles at us up in there, you know. And of course that wasn't true. He said, yeah, we have to keep the people fearful. I mean, it's his words.
Yeah. So that's interesting. That's an interesting tact. Most people right now, I have to say, are somewhat apprehensive, to say the least. And there's a little bit of satire from Big Al, but most people are pretty apprehensive as to what could result here. I happen to agree with your basic thought very, very strongly. Let's just, you know, right, let's fix our subway systems. Let's put blame where blame lies. Let's look at Iraq. Let's look at Libya and on, and Syria and on and on and on. But Do we need to do, I think with the hair trigger that this guy Kim Jong-un has got, I think we need to really do something. The world, not just the United States, but obviously China and Russia have to play a role in this thing. Something has to be, I mean, this guy has to be at least made to sit in the corner and be quiet, don't you think?
Why? Why? What has he done? What has he done?
Now, come on, man. This is, I know this
no, no,
is,
no,
no,
I
know
no,
what
no,
you're
tell
saying.
Me what he's done.
Tessa?
What he's done. No, he's shooting missiles off. Hey, the United States could shoot off all the missiles that they want. I have a gun. Does that mean I'm going to kill you? You shouldn't have it. You shouldn't have a nuclear weapon. The reason he has nuclear weapons, they've made it very clear. We've seen what you've done to other countries that don't have them. You overthrow them. We're going to have them so you don't do this to us. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment, a right to defend yourself.
Right.
The United States, do you know that they have been asking, North Korea has been asking to sit down at a peace table with the United States now for years, and the United States keeps rejecting it, saying, this is the terms. Yeah, we'll sit down with you, but you have to disarm. What, are you kidding me? Now, what they're also not talking about in the media, and you mentioned China and Russia, they're asking the United States and South Korea to please stop these massive military maneuvers that you're doing off the shores of North Korea. Please stop doing this. You're not going to tell us to stop doing it. Now, let's put this context in a different frame. You're over there near Canada. Let's say we have those Russians all up there in Canada doing maneuvers. Down on the Gulf Coast, we got Chinese fleets. Over there in Newport News, we got the Iranians. How long would the United States stand for that? But it's okay for the United States to do it to all these other countries.
Mr. Salente, I got to tell you, no wonder you're in such demand as an author and a public speaker. You're too smart, my man, is all I can say. So what should we do at this moment in time, according to Gerald Salente? Just kind of
sit down at a peace. Sit down and have peace talks. Make an agreement. Look, we'll stay away from you. You stay away from us. Stay where you are. All right, don't shoot off any more missiles. We won't do any more maneuvers around you. Let's keep it quiet.
Well,
go home, you stay home.
No, I got to tell you, that is something that, in my opinion, it's an interesting take given the almost panic that we have in political or social circles in the United States right now, and I appreciate you bringing that up, and we're not done here, but let me just say, Gerald, that I think that would allow Kim Jong-un, for lack of better terms, to truly save face. And logic tells me, knowing what I know about psychology, that would be the correct way to go. Got about 2 minutes left here, Mr. Salente. I'm going to give you the mic for the next 2 minutes.
Well, you know, just so you know, I'm over here in Colonial Kingston, New York.
Yeah.
We're about 90 miles north of New York City. And in 2015, I launched OccupyPeace.us. You could go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
OccupyPeace.us. And I had Ralph Nader here, Cindy Sheehan, the woman who camped out in front of George Bush's ranch over there when his son was killed in Iraq, Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father. We closed down the streets, the most historic four corners in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. So when I talk about peace, I put my money where my mouth is. And to me, this nation is not – there's just one of our trends for 2018 coming up. You can get a headline on it. Is the 20th century was America's. The 21st century is going to be China's. The business of China is business. The business of America is war. When you create fear and terror, you don't have, psychology, you don't have much room for creativity in positive ways. Think about the happiest, hottest music this nation's ever seen. Swing time. A great depression going on. But the nation was at peace. With peace comes prosperity in so many different ways. It's time to really rebuild America. Stop these foreign entanglements. They're not working. We have no success track record since World War II.
Amen, is all I can say. And you know what? You and I are in complete agreement on that one. You and I, and I would have to assume, our mutual friend, Dr. Ron Paul. Mr. Salente, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, going back to segment one just for a second in terms of a rewrap, you know, Joshua Phillip is an interesting guy. I think he is really on to something basically incredibly true in what's going on in this era of disinformation that we're living in right now. I would suggest that you listen to what he has to say very seriously and consider it whenever you read particular news articles. Having said that, I have a friend of mine on the line with me right now, Ryan McCormick. Ryan is a publicist who, very, very interesting guy in the sense that he gets us a huge amount of political guests on our program, but it's important, I think, for me to give Ryan a little bit of visibility in the sense that Ryan has his own radio show, and it's called The Outer Limits of Inner Truth, nationally syndicated, about 35 stations. This really doesn't have a lot to do with political content, at least right now, but it has an awful lot to do with what I think are fascinating subjects. A few of the noteworthy shows that he's had on is The Death Show, Proof of the Afterlife, boy, CFS, I bet you're interested in that one, Forensic Soul Analysis on legendary actor Frank Vincent, Physical and Metaphysical Heart Optimization, and it goes on and on. Peter Schiff, actually, the CEO of Euro-Pacific, best-selling author, also kind of a guy who I've had on the show, not kind of a guy, but a guy who I've had on the show numerous times, did a guest spot with him entitled The Largest Event in Human History, Unprecedented Global Economic Collapse. Well, we all know what Peter thinks about that, and I happen to agree with him on that one thing. Ryan, regardless, tell us a little bit about your show. How did you get started in something like this? This is fascinating to me.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with you and your listeners today. I started in it because of a perpetual curiosity. I originally was working on an article about what I perceived to be an economic collapse back in 2013, and what I was doing is I interviewed about 12 or 13 people, and it was a print article. And the course of doing it, I always feel like the premise and foundation of a radio show was there. Mm-hmm. I also had a phenomenal teacher. His name is Stuart Wild. He's a metaphysical visionary. He was one of my favorite author. I became his publicist about 5 years after discovering his work. And I just feel he was so far ahead of his time. So always being around these people, I would just have these deep conversations. And I wanted to continue to explore that, and I wanted to take those conversations and bring them to radio. And I feel like a lot of the people that we've had on the show that we continue to have are there to open doors within. That's why it's The Outer Limits of Inner Truth. It's exploring your consciousness, your frequency within you.
You know, I have to tell you, a lot of people don't really accept the fact that we only use about 20% of our brains right now, but that's a proven fact in the medical community. 80% of our brains basically lie fallow, for lack of better terms. Maybe lie fallow is the wrong way to put it, but they are basically unused at this moment in time. I have to tell you, I mean, you folks all know how I feel about my particular religion. You also know that I don't wear it on my sleeve, and I'm not out proselytizing, but I have to say, when the time comes, the Big Al flips into the next chapter of existence, depending on how you define existence. I think a large portion of that 80% is probably going to open up, and I think many of the things that Mr. McCormick here is talking about in his program, which centers around science and mysticism, team up to explore consciousness. It's all going to become apparent to us at that time, don't you think, Ryan?
Yes, and I want to explain something to you about the 20% about the brain, because we've featured two experts on brainwave frequencies, Dr. James Hart and Dr. Jill Ammon Wexler. And, you know, we always hear that thing, like, we're only using a small percentage of your brain. It's not that you're only using a small percentage of your brain. It's that there's so much information that is coming in that your brain is only able to process a certain amount of information at any particular given time. Mm-hmm. And what we found out when we did the show about the brainwave frequencies, your brain can go into an alpha, a beta, a delta, a theta, a gamma state. And when your brain is oscillating at certain frequencies, you're perceiving different information. You're perceiving it visually, etherically. You're feeling it. Your intuitive feelings can change. So the brainwave frequency show, I think, is one of the most important shows we've done, because it really does show that knowledge, information, and perception does change based on how your brain is oscillating. So I mean, there's so much out there. Sometimes we look at the world and we see the controversy and the pain and the suffering, but there's so much more out there that people aren't even touching upon. And I think it only takes a little bit of curiosity, and you could just make great leaps within yourself.
Define what you mean, Ryan, when you say great leaps within yourself. What does that mean in your mind?
Okay, I'll give you a great example of a great leap. Right now in the country, it seems that people are so preoccupied with the idea of a racial divide and racism, and everyone's kind of tearing each other apart. But in the course of our program, what we've come to discover as a common theme is that we are all one collective being. We are all actually one conscious being that's exploring itself through human beings, through all different living creatures. And it feels like when you go wider, when you explore wider, these conflicts that we see in the world, they seem to be kind of irrelevant. And it seems that when we go wider and we explore deeper, there's so much more positive energy, so much more love. So when I say great leaps, which means that you're no longer bound by the collective psychosis of what collective humanity appears to be going through. The idea that you can kind of chart your own life and explore different aspects about yourself and experience parts of life that most people won't go into because they really do believe that they are separate from each other. I would call that part of a leap. But the leap within is all about what you perceive it to be. People who listen to our show, some shows will trigger something within themselves to become a different person and to explore parts of themselves that they never knew before. And that's what we really do want to do. I would call each show as a liberation for somebody, to liberate themselves, to help explore a different part of themselves.
You know, this is a particular subject. I mean, everybody who listens to our show knows that the gal is a consummate political junkie, and there's no question about that. I really am. A couple of the things in this world that really excite me, that really bring a passion to Big Al, is number one, political events. I'm incredibly interested in that. Number two, what Ryan is talking about on his show is something I have always been interested in. My interest started probably about 30 years ago when I read a book entitled The Path of the Masters, which I'm going to send a copy to Ryan. I would bet you, Ryan, that you're probably going to do a bit of a segment on that particular book. It's great. You know, but then the other one is I'm really intrigued with the machinations of the world. I'm really intrigued with human psychology, and particularly in today's society with what's going on. I mean, you all listened to, obviously, segment one where we had Josh Phillip. There are things going on in our society that really stretch the bounds of imagination when you realize the importance of semantics and reporting right now, and you realize how the press right now is really controlling that 20% of our brain that is, for lack of better terms, used right now and not really controlling, fortunately, the 80%. Maybe we get all our insights, I don't know, Ryan, from the 80% of our brain, for lack of better terms. But I tell you what I'd like you folks to do out there. If you're interested in what Ryan has to say, talk about it on our blog, if you would, number one. And number two, we'll provide a list of the stations and ways that you can get hold of Ryan. Ryan, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I have to tell you, Ryan McCormick does have an interesting radio show. It's not necessarily specifically politics, but he's got some really interesting topics on there. And what I would suggest you do is take a listen to it. We will provide the link so you can listen to it on the internet, or I'll provide some of the stations that he's on. He's on about 35 of them, and you can listen if you happen to be in those particular cities. Okay, right now, Corey and I finally dragged him kicking and screaming into a little bit of a political discussion. We're chatting with Rick Ackerman. I told you we were going to devote the last few segments of KER Politics with kind of opinions from the gang, for lack of better terms, the gang being Rick and Chris Temple and possibly even Doc. Having said that, Rick, I'm frightened as to what's going on right now. This thing in Charlotte really got blown way out of proportion. Let me just give two observations right now. The one observation that I would give is the fact that an article that I read in the Seattle Times, they did an interview with two people at a major riot that occurred in Seattle, demonstration, I guess is a better word to use, where one person, they asked both people who were on opposite sides, by the way, one very liberal and one somewhat conservative, and they brought up the question of Black Lives Matter. And the liberal said, that's all that matters, pardon me, is Black Lives Matter. And the conservative interjected, he said, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but you're missing the whole point, and the whole point is that all lives matter. only place that I saw that particular comment coming from the conservative side was in that particular snippet in the Seattle Times. You know, it's amazing to me the venom, the emotion, etc., that's going on in this particular situation. One of the most gratifying comments, guys, that I heard is they interviewed the woman at her daughter's memorial who was killed with the car, you know, going into the crowd, and the woman said, "The only comment I can make here at this point in time is I really appreciate what the president said. The president said there is danger on both sides of this particular issue, danger from people who are on both sides of this particular issue." The media doesn't want to admit that. Any comments on that, guys?
We are in dangerous territory. This whole business was a little more, it was disconcerting to me personally because I went to school in Charlottesville. I went and graduated University of Virginia, and the events are really completely unconnected to what the town is and most particularly what the university is. But even the university has, you know, a related controversy. They're not tearing down statues of Jefferson quite yet, the founder of UVA. But, you know, they're debating whether the president of the university, a woman named Burke, was going outside the limits of civil discourse in merely quoting Jefferson occasionally. And there was a young black female professor who took issue with it. She said, "Well, I'm at University of Virginia because there's so many good educational opportunities, but I don't subscribe to Mr. Jefferson's philosophy." But we're going to have to get over it, and I don't know that we can, really, with the press. The press is playing such an aggressive role here as agitator. You know, their goal may be to get rid of Trump, but in doing that and making everything that Trump says and everything that he does not only just completely wrong but quote-unquote racist, the press is inciting to a level that I could not have imagined was even possible. And it brings – I think it brings this country to the threshold of some sort of civil war. And I don't use those words lightly. I think we're being goaded by the press. And you know, I'm not talking about, you know, Antietam and Chancellorsburg. I'm talking about at the local level we have eruptions of this sort. And of course, the local police are going to be challenged to control it. So, but Trump was definitely right to say that this is not just a right-wing agitation. And as we've seen in places like Berkeley, the left wing, the out left, they're just as capable of breaking windows and heads as anybody that the press would deign to label a neo-Nazi.
Rick, do you think the biggest problem right now in the U.S. is that we're seeing maybe more hatred, more division within the country? There seems to be very little unification from what I'm seeing, at least the news that I get reported up here in Canada.
Well, try to separate it out from really who we are, what, you know, the way community life evolves. You know, at the national level, we've got this not a dialogue, but we've got the mainstream press telling us that half the country is at war with the other half. But at the local level, we're really just sort of cooperating at bake sales and just trying to get through the day. And so I don't think that the nature, the demeanor of this near civil war is properly describes America. It's really it's akin to what Hearst did to whip up the Spanish American, you know, the war. We're just getting whipped into a froth. But I don't think we're as divided as we are, you know, as the headlines would indicate.
You know, I'm not so sure about that. And the reason I say that is I was in Bellingham yesterday listening to driving, waiting for my wife to get out of her appointment. And I was listening to Fox News, and it's really interesting. I know Fox is very definitely one-sided in spite of what, you know, O'Reilly used to say, you know, the spin stops here, fair and balanced, et cetera, et cetera. They're really probably not totally fair and balanced in the sense that they really do have a conservative bent to their reporting. But I have to say that it is amazing to me some of the things that were brought out on Fox yesterday, and that is how blatant the situation is in the United States right now. Both sides Unfortunately, the liberals seem to have more money in the sense that you have people like George Soros, and I would have to say probably Bill Gates, the Washington Times, for lack of better terms, with Jeff Bezos. These are people who really seem to want to get the United States back to, let's say, the Russia of 1917, when they had the major revolution and communism took over. You know, idealistic people believe that communism / socialism is the way to go. And I'm getting more and more convinced, gentlemen, that, for lack of better terms, that really seems to be what the liberal movement wants. But, you know, from an economic standpoint, from a financial standpoint, it's an impossibility. Look what happened to the Soviet Union. Rick, and I have to say, this whole thing, quite frankly, makes me pretty angry, for lack of better terms. Because I don't see a solution, man.
Well, you know, it's not just the amount of money that is available there for liberal causes. It is the way in which it's focused. And I would say that Soros is one of the most dangerous individuals on this planet, because he's willing to use his money to literally go out and hire people to break windows in places like Baltimore. You know, there was the money trail there, as far as getting people out onto the streets, definitely led back to Soros very directly through these front organizations that he supports. So Soros, I would rate him the most dangerous man on earth right now. And you know, you mentioned Bill Riley. I would not have believed that Soros's money and his diligence could get Bill Riley, the top act at Fox, fired. Mm-hmm. But that's what happens. And it was all about this. I'm not going to call these sexual harassment charges completely absurd. But right. You don't really can the top executives at the company, you know, including Roger Ailes, who more or less founded Fox, the news, but you don't can them really just because of Megan Fox. You know, I don't even think she got her butt pinched, really.
Yeah.
So you can always racism and sexual harassment. They are two charges that you can always bring against anybody and always prevail. And of course, on a campus, that's true in spades of any sexual contact between male students and female students.
Totally.
It's a rape until the accused party is, well, until he can prove otherwise.
Exactly, totally. Rick, we've got to take a commercial break here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up. I guess I should say welcome out. Welcome out on this particular segment here to wrap up KER Politics for this weekend. Chatting with my friend right now, Joshua Phillip. Joshua is going to comment on an article that came out way ahead of its time in the Epoch Times. A little play on words there. Remember, one is plural and one is singular. The article was entitled, front page in issue 156, it was entitled, A Fading Alliance Between China and North Korea. And as Josh and I were talking off mic, this does provide a very, very interesting and unique perspective on how the Chinese are handling this very volatile situation, which we just discussed with Dr. John Huber in the previous segment. Josh, tell us how the folks at the Epoch Times view this alliance between China and North Korea, because I got to tell you, I think mainland China is a key player in this situation, don't you?
I very much think they're a key player. I would say one of the large, you know, maybe even more so than the United States, in my opinion. I would argue, and I don't mean offense to any experts out there, but the typical analysis on North Korea is not always accurate. And it's because you can't understand what's happening in North Korea without first understanding the internal political struggles taking place in China. And it's very confusing on the surface. So let me explain first the surface picture, and then I'll try to help everyone make sense of it. Right? So at a macro level, what I'll say first is North Korea is controlled heavily by China, but it's not controlled by the current leadership. It's controlled by a faction led by one of the former leaders under Jiang Zemin. He was two leaders ago. There was current one is Xi Jinping, before that Hu Jintao, before that was Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin's faction is in a very tense struggle with the current leadership. A lot of the political struggles, a lot of the political issues taking place in China revolve around this internal strife. Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign, for example, has targeted almost exclusively people who are part of the Jiang faction. So let's go into looking at the situation with Korea, with North Korea. Now, I don't want to go too far into history, but basically you have to remember that North Korea was originally controlled by the Soviet Union. Kim Il-sung was, of course, planted by the Soviets, trained by the Soviets. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, the state of North Korea was somewhat in disarray. Jiang Zemin was the first one in China to really start heavily engaging and reforming these ties with North Korea after that whole shakeup. There, you know, you can find pictures online of Kim Jong Il and Jiang Zemin, you know, hugging, for example. They were very close, and our analysts believe that basically North Korea has been used as a tool for distraction by the Jiang faction. If you look at the timing of all the nuclear weapons tests in North Korea, they often align very closely with major incidents inside China. Oftentimes, you'll see an announcement in North Korea that they're going to start a nuclear weapons test right before a major political move took place in China. And this has held true for every one of them that I can think of so far. I can't quite think of an exact example. Let me think. So, I mean, how should I say it? So here's one example. I'm pretty sure this was the one lined up with it. There was an incident, and you have to figure it out having the year, but the former leader, the one between Jiang Zemin and the current leader, Xi Jinping, Hu Jintao, the one right before Xi Jinping, he was more of a puppet. He never really had power in China. He had very little control over the government. The Jiang faction still controlled China during his time. There was an incident where Jiang Zemin's faction had arranged some sort of military observance, you know, ceremony, and Hu Jintao was taken out in a boat to go observe the Chinese military, and they turned their guns on him and started opening fire. Hu Jintao barely escaped with his life. That was one of the incidents where North Korea launched a missile test. There have been incidents where there have been major political actions as well. I mean, I don't want to say anything because I don't have the information in front of me. I'd probably say something incorrect. I don't want to mislead people on it. But the point is of course, now let's look at the current situation. So until very recently, the reason the United States and the United Nations in particular could not act on North Korea, could not really do much about North Korea, were twofold. One is sanctions were basically useless because China continued to trade with them regardless of what was done outside, right? We know that there a lot of the materials they received were received through China, or at least transferred through China, sometimes from Iran originally. Sanctions had no use. North Korea is basically on life support and it's being propped up by China. We know that. We also know on the surface that a lot of stronger actions against North Korea are blocked by China in the United Nations. This changed only very recently, where interestingly, China and Russia somehow suddenly shifted their position on North Korea. Suddenly they're willing to move forward with stronger sanctions and actions against North Korea. The other major, I think, sign that things shifted was Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. I think it was a few months ago now. Now, if we remember, I think it was in April, Trump had come out and said, right before his meeting with Xi Jinping, said, oh, no, you know, they, as in North Korea and China, you know, they've been playing us, for fools all this time. And he sounded like he was going to the meeting with Xi Jinping with very low expectations. After the meeting, he came out very happy He spoke very well of their meeting. Something happened during that meeting, we can assume, that changed Trump's perception on Xi Jinping. And interestingly, right after that meeting with Xi Jinping, Trump starts moving U.S. naval forces closer to the Korean Peninsula, and China also moves relief forces to the North Korean border. Now, the reason that is significant is twofold. One is it immediately followed the meeting between Trump and Xi. We can imagine they spoke about North Korea. Remember, Trump also said publicly North Korea, or I think it's Korea, unfortunately, used to be part of China. A lot of people criticized him. I think New York Times, one of the big media, had a story saying, oh, South Koreans are offended by this. It is partly true. North Korea used to be part of China. I don't think the South was. But the question is, who told him that? Who told Trump that? And what was the context of him being told that? We can assume, since it was immediately following his meeting with Xi Jinping, and since both of them immediately took action against North Korea following their meeting, that somehow that was part of the discussion, that China has some kind of historical ownership over Korea, or at least North Korea. Now, the fact that China moved relief forces to the Korean border also says a lot. You have to remember, from a security perspective, one of the main reasons, at least in the West, why we've assumed that China does not want a collapse of the North Korean regime is that they don't want a refugee crisis.
Exactly.
They don't want to have to deal with...
Right.
Yeah.
That has been
they don't want to have to deal with... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. Just we're running out of time. We've got about 40 seconds left. I want you to do me a favor, and then we're going to wrap this up, because you have made some very, very valid points. Unfortunately, when you're on a clock doing radio, you really have to adhere to it. One thing I would like you to do, and folks listening in, we will run this as a weekend special. If you could just do some research, Josh, if you would, and look up some examples. You know, timing is everything. Just give us some examples of how a lot of the Chinese actions have coincided with the North Korean missile tests. I would appreciate it if you could do that. Josh Phillip.
No problem. I can
no, we'll just, we can do some. We'll do something later on in the week. Josh, always a pleasure. You're a real valuable asset to this show. Ladies and gentlemen, back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.